I am Russell T. Davis. I'm the writer of a new drama on Channel 4 called Cucumber and one on E4 called Banana.
Wonderful. It's 15 years since Queer as Folk graced our screens, and since then, you know, gone on to do many wonderful things. At the moment, you've got Cucumber, you've got Banana on E4 as well, and also on demand, it's Tofu. Could you tell us about how those projects evolved?
Well, I kind of invented them all in one rush, really. Cucumber was the heart of it. I'd always intended to come back to that Lives of Gay Men, you know, 15 years after Queer as Folk, and had stories in my head and wanted to write that. But at the same time, I kind of wanted more. I was very aware that coming back with another gay male series was going to be very weighted in favour of the gay men. And there were other voices out there, lesbian voices, trans voices. And actually, at my age now, I thought I should share it out, frankly. And so, instinctively, the Cucumber came with a spin-off as well. And then I kind of thought, well, there's a third bracket, which is to include the voices that you can't fit into every drama. It's a documentary series, so each one created the other. To be honest, they came in a rush. They came as one idea. That's kind of the way I think these days.
Wonderful. So explain why you went for that multi-platform dimension with this series.
But I came to this with so much experience of that. I spent a long time running Doctor Who, which literally split off into then an adult version called Torchwood, a children's version called The Sarah Jane Adventures, with enormous website backups of Doctor Who. At one point, I was producing Doctor Who. I was the executive producer on Doctor Who, Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures, Doctor Who Confidential, totally Doctor Who for CBBC, Doctor Who Animations, and Torchwood Declassified. It was enormous. It was an empire, that thing, and exhausting. But I liked that. I was only working on all those things because I loved them, and I loved the size of it and the noise of it. So having come out of that, that's kind of like the armour that I wear now. If I walk into a meeting, I come with the spin-offs and the websites and the multi-platforms. Not always. I won't always do this. I'm literally planning something for 2016, or maybe it'll be made in 2016 and shown in 2017, that will just be 6 hours of drama, and I'll divest myself of all this clatter that's around me. But right now, I enjoy that noise, and I think I've used it well, and I have things to say, and I've hit different demographics with it. It's nice.
Wonderful. And Channel 4's just launched their diversity charter as well. Is it a coincidence that it's in line with that, or is this something a deliberate thing you wanted to do for that?
I think this is a coincidence, actually, because Lenny Henry kicked this diversity debate completely independently of Cucumber. And I know Channel 4's published its findings this week only because people have been waiting for them. Every other channel kind of rushed into making its pledges. I think Channel 4 took its time and worked out a proper process and a proper system. Nonetheless, they had to announce it soon or people were going to kick them. So literally we happened to be in the way. But we happened to be part of it as well, because I think we've worked very hard on diversity in Cucumber and Banana. And I mean very, very hard. I think we've got a great cast that I'm enormously proud of, and in Tofu as well. And I agree with all these principles. I'm not being the broadcaster's lapdog. Just have a look online. I have never been a broadcaster's lapdog. I'm not here to toe the party line. I genuinely agree with all of these principles and all of these rules that they're setting out to increase diversity, not just simply for colour, but for disabilities and LGBT staff. It's a brilliant ploy, and I think it has to be done. I think it has to be this deliberate. I don't think you can let these things happen naturally, because then most of us, frankly, are white and middle-aged and middle-class, and we're very happy to let a white, middle-aged, middle-class world stand, because it's what we know. We're not at fault for doing that. It's just our world. And we need kicking. We need drawing into a better world, and we need to enforce it, and that's what's happening. I'm delighted by it.
With that said, there are a lot of people that say commissioners need to do more to put more diverse shows on TV, and it needs to be have more guts. Basically, I think it was Paul Abbott who did Shameless said that. You know, there's some gutless commissioners. What's your view on that?
In my experience, I have to speak for myself. Commissioners have been great. I got The Second Coming made by ITV. I got Bob and Rose made by ITV about a straight man falling in love with a woman. It's that, and when you come to now, right now, I've got Banana made. Banana's got five episodes by brand new writers, brand new gay writers. They're either brand new or it's their second script, their second drama script. And we've had that made and commissioned with no fuss at all. And brand new voices getting trans stories, lesbian stories, young lesbian stories, old lesbian stories, you name it, onto screen with no problem whatsoever. So maybe there are cowardly commissioners. I think it's a bit of an easy line. I think there are a lot of commissioners wishing they could do better and trying to do better, and they will do better. It's very, people want to do well. No, I don't meet many lazy people in television. I don't meet any lazy people in television. It's really hard work. Yeah, it is. What a load of rubbish. No, everyone's working hard. It doesn't mean they get it right, but they do try.
And you've just revealed to us today, actually, that you're starting a new project called Yes. The Boys, and it's with Red again and Channel 4. Yeah. Tell us a bit about that, because I know it's based on some of your experiences in the 80s, is that right?
Yes, that is. It's drama I've been building up to writing for 30 years, actually. I've got one thing for the BBC I'm going to do next year. Then in 2016, it's called The Boys. It's about AIDS. It's about AIDS in the 1980s. And actually, I think a lot of dramas, I think we've kind of reached a generational thing where a lot of people are starting to turn around and look at this, but it's not about the marches, and it's not about the science, and it's not about the virus. It's called The Boys because it's about the boys. It's about the boys who died. That's the plan. Not a word of it written yet, but it's people I know. It's people I lived with. It's people I grew up with. It's people who are dead. People who've now been dead for 30 years who are kind of like still echoing in my head and demanding to be their stories to be told. It's that simple. It's that powerful.
Is that for 2016?
I'd put a yes. I've got a lot of writing to do. I suspect once I start to research it, I could disappear for 3 years. The plan is, I think to shoot it in 2016. Who knows? And Channel 4 are very nice to me. If I say I need 3 years to go and look at this, I'll take 3 years. So I don't know. But the plan is it should be on air either late 2016 or early 2017.
What's your view on the BBC at the moment? Obviously, you go back with Doctor Who and Torchwood and did great things there. But obviously, license fees stay the same. What are your views on that? And also, they've now started putting out shows to other broadcasters. The quotas have changed. What's your opinion?
I think that's exciting. I think these changes are exciting. I fear for the BBC. I think it's beleaguered. I'm sick to the back teeth of the W1A BBC being spoken about. The executives walking around in glossy conference rooms, which is all we ever hear about. That's a very funny show, W1A. But the truth of the BBC is most people I know there are doing the work of three people. There are people I know there who you fear for because they're going to drive home one night and they're going to be so tired they're going to crash. I mean that. We never hear about these people. We never hear people slogging their guts out because budgets are reduced, because everything is tight, because everything has to be accounted for. Accounting for stuff is fine. Earning the money is fine. But really, there are people being worked too hard. And when nurses are working too hard and when teachers are working too hard, it's very hard to summon up the anger and the passion to defend people working in television doing this. Nonetheless, I don't care. I'll do it because I know these people. I know how committed they are. I know how passionate they are. And I know how much in danger they are from future governments of being stabbed in the back yet again. And we will lose something beautiful and brilliant and precious. And we're watching it crumble in front of us. And we can't be bothered to protest.
Final question, because I know we're in a bit of a rush. SVOD, what's your view on that? Because Netflix, Amazon coming forward, doing massive things, new commissions. Would you ever write for a Netflix and Amazon?
Absolutely. It's a scripts of scripts. And maybe one day it'll all be Netflix and Amazon. Once the BBC is destroyed by the Tories, then that's where I'll be happily. And a script, I've never seen a script that's changed because of the way it's transmitted, and that will happen. I think 21-year-old writers will discover ways of doing that. But for me, I just keep working in the same way. So I think it's exciting.